This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, according to the Internet, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, NERC, has been warning that there are only a couple areas of the country where potential outages are not of great, great concern. And that's the Mid-Atlantic and the southeastern states. The rest of the country is of concern in terms of having enough electric current to meet the demand of the heat waves that are expected this summer. So Texas, the Texas power grid is being reported as it may not be able to handle the heat waves this summer. Okay? That's according to officials on AccuWeather. All right, that's not me saying that. Now, here's what's happening. You know that an air conditioning unit is a heat pump. And whether it's a heating and cooling heat pump or just an air conditioner, it pumps heat. It takes heat from the inside of a building and dumps it into the environment, either geothermal, putting it in the ground, which is kind of rare, or the most common method is dumping it in the air. So it takes heat out of the air inside a building, the house, an office, a business, takes the heat out during the hot days and dumps it outside. And the neighbors are doing the same thing. So what happens is the heat from these buildings is being dumped outside, and anybody who doesn't have an air conditioning is choking in the heat. So in 2001, about 77% of homes had air conditioners. 77%. A little over 20 years later, it's about 90%, 90%. So 9 out of 10 homes is dumping heat into the air that the other homes have to deal with. So they have to have air conditioning and dump the heat from their house outside too. And it's getting worse. So that is a big load. Air conditioning is a huge load on the grid. And the grid can barely make it as it is. I just wanted to mention that to you, that those are real numbers. So when you think of the electric cars and when you think of the additional demand they're going to put on the grid, which is way more than central air conditioning, it's a huge problem. So when you think of not having the grid for your cooling, you can look toward Tesla and thank them for their contribution in breaking the grid if it breaks this summer. Just a thought. A couple other numbers. I called our propane company this morning to find out when the last propane delivery we had was. It was 4 years ago. And at that time, propane was $1.29.9. Today's new low price is $1.93.9. So in 4 years, it went from $1.29 to $1.93. Or $1.30 to $1.94. All right. During that time, we used 400 gallons, and we only use propane for cooking. So if you're wondering if you're cooking with a propane gas stove, how much propane you'd probably use, well, we're here all the time at the farm. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner, cooking on a propane gas stove, 400 gallons in 4 years, that's 100 gallons a year. So what I'm trying to give you is the real number. Regardless of what other people may say, I believe that's the real consumption rate of propane if you have a propane oven in your house. And you use it for three meals a day, every day. For a year, you'll be using about 100 gallons. The next thing I wanted to share with you, very simple numbers. Because of the air conditioning, some people are going to use fans because of the high cost of if you have a box fan and you're wondering how much electricity does that box fan, like a 20-inch box fan that you might stick in a window, well, we have one, and I measured the current that it draws. It has three speeds, low, medium, and high. Low speed, 30 watts. Medium speed, 40 watts. High speed, about 50 watts. So if you're wondering how much does that cost, roughly 20 hours a day, almost a whole day, would use 1 kilowatt. Around here, a kilowatt is probably 10 to 12 cents per kilowatt. So to run that fan for almost a day, almost a full day, 20 hours, is between 10 and, let's say, 10 and 12 cents. So I just wanted to give you those numbers so you would know in case you were wondering. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, that's interesting, Vince. Vince, I'm just going to wrap up. I just had a couple more quick things I wanted to mention. One of the things I did learn, because I did have two dogs that were vaccine injured, and one of the things I learned years ago was, and you can say this to your vet if they start pushing it, like I said, you can say, I'm not ready to do that today, but you can also say, as you know, you should never vaccinate a dog when they're ill. And that's true. I mean, they can have a lot more reactions if you do. So that's something you can remember. And Vince, the other thing is, sometimes they have to tell you, this is what we do, and they won't give you another alternative because they can be fined if they don't follow those whatever the veterinary boards are, their laws are for that, for the veterinarian. So sometimes you do have to take that into mind. And the other thing, Vince, is I know that sometimes when you may not always have a great visit, but I was recently reminded that there's times where they have a badly injured animal that they just worked on or they had to euthanize an animal. And I'm sure it's not easy for them either. So I do think we have to be aware and compassionate if that is the situation. But that was really all I wanted to say, Vince, because I think that just, like I said, if you're aware and you do your research and you're prepared, just don't make any rash decisions if you're not ready for it. So,
yeah.
But
I agree with everything that you've said. And you can extend this to a doctor's visit for a person. And when we have a family member going to the doctors, it's not one person. It's always two people, whenever possible. And one of them would be the patient, and the other one would be someone to listen to what the doctor said and take notes and also be the historian. And what I mean by that is sometimes the patient doesn't exactly convey the symptoms or the level of pain or something like that to the doctor. So the other person could say, well, let me shed some light on that. And here's what happens. The last time I was at a doctor's office, the doctor looked at me and he said, you know, farmers endure a lot of pain, and they don't complain about it. And what he was saying is, you know, we might, as a farmer, we might say, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 2. Whereas someone else might say it's a 9 in terms of pain. So that's where the historian comes in, and the historian will help shed some light on the scenario, because typically you got to get this done in 7 minutes, almost doctor's appointments. And so what happens is, by the time the doctor gets to you, he or she is already behind schedule because the last guy took 9 minutes and the guy before him took 8 minutes. So, you know, these, and now you're down 3 minutes from the seven. Now you're down to 4 minutes because the doctor's running behind. This happens. So what we do is we write all the questions that we have beforehand. We write down the symptoms beforehand. And we take a spiral-bound notebook, and we make sure that we cover all those items. And then what the doctor sees is that we're not just thinking these up on the fly. We already are prepared, and there kind of is more of an obligation for the doctor to spend those extra minutes because we've prepared these questions. And they're not frivolous questions. They are bona fide questions. So you can claw back some of those 7 minutes that you might have lost otherwise. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, and I always say if I have that, I'll say, oh, I have some questions for you, so they know. And a lot of times they'll say, okay, go ahead right away. And if I do, then that kind of gets it right in there, and I get my questions answered. And I'm like you. I take a notepad. And if you're not sure, Vince, the other thing I do, too, is I'll say, if they were talking about something, I'll say, oh, do you have a printout on that, or can you give me a website? And that way you can take it home and look it over. And I've done that, too. So, you know, Vince, it's just that I've had some not-so-good experiences, and I wish I knew a long time ago what I knew now. There's some things I wouldn't have done. So I'm just trying to give people a little bit of thought of being prepared. And for me, you know, I have a soft touch for dogs. My daughter just lost her golden, who was 13, and so it's been rough around here. And they can't talk. And so we have to be their advocate. We have to see if we can, if something just doesn't look right. So I guess I'm just hoping that maybe I can help other people with that, Vince.
Yeah, and, you know, Kathy, I try to spend as much time as I can with our animals. I really do. And I sit down, and I'll tell them, would you like to hear a story? And I tell them a story about when they were younger and how they adopted us. And, you know, I tell them the same story maybe 3 times a week. And I tell them other stories, you know, 3 times a week. So I tell them a bunch of short stories, and they literally sit down and they love it. They put their paw on my knee. You know, I sit down outside. I've done that a couple times during today's class, going outside and telling stories to the dogs and hugging them. And they all come running up, and they love story time. So, you know, if you can get down on their level, meaning get down on the floor or sit in a chair where, you know, they're close to your face height, you know, a little closer rather than standing up. They love it. They really do. And they need it. They need the attention. They need the love. Just like we do. They're family. They're family, and they deserve to be treated as such. They deserve kindness. They deserve cool water. They deserve shade. They deserve exercise, and they deserve compassion and love.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, I wanted to read a short email I received from some campers who stayed here. And, you know, when they came here, it was great. And then it rained nonstop for 3 days that they were here. And it rained a couple inches. And so we had flooding across the roads. It was quite something. And these campers were really tough. And we offered them shelter, and they said, no, we're okay. And so here's, I'm talking about 2 inches of rain in just one night, okay? And it had been raining for a couple of days before that. So here's the email. I'll just read part of it. Hello, Vincent. Thank you so much for hosting us. Of course, we would have loved drier weather, but enjoyed ourselves regardless. You have a beautiful property and a generous, neighborly spirit. Thank you for the eggs, the fresh bread, and the shuttles across the water. And they say they're going to keep in touch. Best wishes. And these are these three ladies. One of them was a teacher at a university. She has a PhD, and she's an instructor. And the other two teach as well. So their journey to Missouri was an adventure in learning, and even though it rained, they toughed it out, and it seems like they enjoyed themselves. So it was kind of nice. It was a wonderful, wonderful email from Bridget, Brenna, and Susan. And thank you for staying with us, ladies. And we've got more campers coming, and so I'll share some of the stories about that, you know, as the events unfold. So if you want to see what it looks like, you can just type in Natural Farms Camping on the internet, and it'll take you to HipCamp, HipCamp.com, and there you can book your reservations, HipCamp.com. And our farm campsite is called Natural Farms Camping. So there you have it. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, what a nice comment, Vince. That's really nice. Oh, Vince, yeah. Can I give the recipe before I forget again? Is that okay?
Certainly. This is for the bread?
Yeah,
cinnamon bread?
It's like the third time that I've never gotten to it, so I don't want to do that if people are waiting for it. Okay, it's a cinnamon raisin bread, and I use it in a bread machine. And it's a 1.5 pound. So I will give the ingredients. First, it's milk, and you have 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons. Now, I have used water just to try it to see if water worked, and it did. It was okay. And it's 1 tablespoon of butter, 3 cups of bread flour. And there again, I have substituted flour when I haven't had bread flour, and it came out fine. I always stir my flour up a little bit with a spoon, and then I lightly spoon it in and level it off. I don't just reach in. It'll make your bread, there'll be too much flour, it'll make it too dense. It's 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. It's 1.5 teaspoons of ground cinnamon. Three quarters of a teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of yeast. And 3/4 cup of dark raisins. And I add the raisins right on the top, and it mixes them up, but it doesn't really shred them. I thought it would, but it really doesn't. You can wait. A lot of machines have the beak, so you can wait if you need to. But it's a real nice bread. And it, you can use the basic white bread cycle.
Okay, so I wrote all this down, Kathy. What I was unable to get was the amount of ground cinnamon. Was that 1.5 tablespoons or teaspoons?
Teaspoons, Ben.
Teaspoons, okay.
Yeah.
All right, class. I'm going to try it. And you don't have to put the raisins in if you don't want to, right?
No. We love raisins, so we do.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make it.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Another play in the national debt debate. House Democrats are planning to force a vote on the debt ceiling without House Speaker McCarthy's approval.
It's a move from House Dems just in case talks don't end in a deal between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Right now, the two are both figuratively and literally far apart. Biden, now in Japan at a G7 summit. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on Wednesday urged his colleagues to sign a discharge petition. Democrats would need all their members plus five Republicans to pass the measure. I'm Ryan Daniels.
U.S. District Court Judge Edward Davila said Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes must begin serving her prison sentence for defrauding investors in her failed blood testing startup by May 30th. The judge issued the order after the United States Court of Appeals Ninth Circuit on Tuesday rejected Holmes' request to remain on bail as she appeals the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
During the bottom of the hour break, I went outside the studio, and the koi dogs, part coyotes, were out there and looking in the window. And so we had a short choir practice, and the three of us were just howling away. And I really need to make a recording of this. It's the kind of thing that would probably become popular on the internet. Just Dad and the puppies. And I was listening to the radio on last Monday, and I heard these guys talking about ham radio and patents. Actually, it was USA Prepares, and I thought it was an extremely interesting broadcast. And Lou Cassidy talked about ham radios. Bert was in my chair as the guest and host instructor. And Lou Cassidy was with him talking about ham radios for Hour 1. Hour 2, Andy Gibbs was the instructor with Bert talking about patents. I was listening very intently, and I thought, you know what? I really have this idea, and I would like to see a product come out of it. So I picked up the phone, and I called Andy. I said, Andy, I have this idea. And I explained it to him. It's a piece of electronic gear, farm-related. And I said, I don't think there's anything exactly like this out there. And so he said, well, let's get Bert on the horn and let's find out how much it'll cost to make it. And so literally we jumped on this idea, talked for about 15 minutes on the first day. Second day was yesterday. We talked for another 15 minutes or so. And we're going to get back on the phone in a couple of days. And it looks like it's a viable product. It really does. So it's as easy as that. So we're all doing research. Bert is doing the research on the electronics end of it. Andy's doing market research, and I'm doing market research as well. You know, how many potential customers are there? Who are they? What's their profile? And we're trying to make a device that would be absolutely the lowest cost, easiest to use device of its kind. And there aren't many out there. There might be two others out there, but they're all complicated and hard to use. This one, our concept, is way, way simpler. So there you have it. I think there is something to be said for simplicity and low cost. So I just wanted to share with you that I listen to USA Prepares. I don't listen to much radio, but I do listen to what we do intently, and there's a lot of value there. So there may be others who have come up with the same kind of result that, hey, I've got an idea and I ought to pursue it. So if you do have an idea, you might want to pursue it. Kathy, I sent you an email, and this was something of, gosh, you know, over 10 years ago. And it was, I found it by accident on YouTube. And it is the Get Prepared Expo, Springfield, Missouri. And there was a guy who went around with a camera. I don't know who he is. Never met him. And he took a video of our Get Prepared Expo. And he put together a just under 10-minute video of what our expo was like. Kathy, did you have a reaction to what you saw? Because you'd never really seen what we were like in the early days, right?
No, Vince, it was so impressive. It was very... There was everything there, like seeds and farming and homesteading. And I mean, there was just everything there. That was quite an undertaking that you did.
Well, it wasn't me. It was the faculty. I mean, it was a huge faculty. It was colloidal silver. It was, as you mentioned, gardening. It was survival, tornado shelters. It was the Black Ops School of Combat. It was health, medicine, survival, preparedness, storing food, techniques, seminars, how to survive a gunfight. So many aspects. One of them was how to bribe for your life. Now this is not like how to bribe a politician. This is, you're in a situation and a guy is ready to kill you, and you think that, you know what, maybe you can stay alive and just bribe your way out, offer some things to distract the person who's ready to kill you. And we taught a seminar on that with Mike Ma. Tremendous, tremendous seminars. Those are the great days when we did the expos, and we're going to put them back together, but not quite in such a complex way. We're going to do them right here at the farm. You know, camping and education bundled together. That's our plan. Kathy, what is next? What do you have next?
Well, Vince, I wanted to know if you would talk about E85 fuel and educate us about that. And Vince, before I do, if anyone is a praying person, if you could offer a few prayers for my daughter and grandchildren, it's really tough to to see them crying and sad. So if you would, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, an animal is a very, very important part of the family. And animals, you know, can convey some of their thoughts, but they can't convey all of their thoughts. And when an animal is failing and at the end of life, it is an emotional thing. We experience that here at the farm as well. Everybody does. And so if you'd like to add Kathy her family to your prayers, that would be wonderful. Okay, E85. So our son bought a truck, a used truck. And I found this on the internet, kind of by accident. And I said to him, let's go get it. And the price was very, very low, like $1,500, 1500. And 2004 truck, and it runs on E85. So E85 is ethanol 85%. So alcohol 85%. The rest would be gasoline 15%. And the government has decided that they really want to force people to use ethanol. So what they've done is they have mandated that gasoline be sold at the pump, regular grade gasoline be sold at the pump with 90% gasoline and 10% alcohol. That's what you buy. So when you buy regular grade gasoline, it's 10% alcohol, 90% gasoline. So there's already alcohol in it. And alcohol in a greater concentration, more than 10%, is really rough on the fuel systems that were not designed to run on alcohol. Really rough. So it's corrosive. And it beats up the fuel system, unless it was designed to be resistant to corrosion. Because alcohol absorbs water. Water causes rust and pitting in the aluminum parts, and it just wreaks havoc on the fuel system. Well, we bought this truck, and it's an E85 Chevrolet truck, half ton. It uses E85, or it can use E85. So the way this works is Chevrolet has a sensor in the fuel system that determines what the content, what the percentage of alcohol is as compared with gasoline, and it modifies the amount of fuel that the engine gets based on the concentration of gasoline versus alcohol. Alcohol has about 80,000 BTUs of heat or energy per gallon. Gasoline has about 100,000. So gasoline is more powerful and can push the vehicle farther than the same amount of alcohol. So if you're going to use alcohol as a fuel and your car's computer or truck's computer can figure out which it is and the concentration, you can benefit from the use of alcohol, more alcohol in the fuel. So what you do is you get the vehicle to be almost out of fuel in the tank, if it's been fueled with gasoline. Okay. Then you can switch. Let's say you've got an eighth of a tank or a quarter of a tank. Then you can switch, quarter of a tank left. Then you can switch to E85. The computer and the sensors will recognize it, and it will reallocate how much fuel the engine burns. You will use more fuel, more gallons per distance with E85 than you will with gasoline. But E85 will save you overall cost per mile. E85, if you drive reasonably, it will save money, if you will, in the cost per mile. I think you ought to consider it, if only if your vehicle is designed to run on E85. If it's not designed to run on E85, and you start mixing more E85 with gasoline to bring up your alcohol content in the tank, you can probably damage your engine. But if you do have an E85 rated vehicle, it's certainly worth economically right now doing it. It's not going to save you a lot, but it'll save you about 80 cents a gallon. And you'll probably drop maybe 20% in terms of miles per gallon. You'll drop 20%. But you'll save a little bit more than that in the price of the fuel. And what's my take on it? I like it. I like it. E85 burns pretty clean. And there's no exhaust smell as this as compared with gasoline or diesel. None. None that's really distinguishable. Now, E85 burns hotter, much hotter than gasoline does. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to modify the thermostat and bring the thermostat down from 187 degrees to 180 degrees and see if I like that better, because I don't want the rubber parts cooking under the high underhood temperatures of this truck. So far, everything's been good. It's been working great. And those are my thoughts. I think you might want to consider an E85 vehicle to just save you a little bit in the cost per mile of your driving. Kathy, those are my thoughts.
You know, Vince, the other thing that, and I'd really never heard the positives. I'd always heard the negatives, and it was probably what you were talking about if people tried to use it, if it wasn't a flex fuel, because I've heard it can ruin the parts and the rubber and injectors and things like that. But the other thing that I heard, Vince, was you don't want to let it set for a long time, right? Does it separate or something like that?
Right. Well, what might happen is, there could be some gelling. I haven't gotten to that experience yet, so I haven't seen any of that. But in terms of, even if you drove it once a month, I think it would be fine, as infrequently as once a month. I really like it. I really do. But it's crazy. It would never work if the government didn't subsidize it.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, before you think I've lost my mind, I think burning ethanol fuel is nuts. Okay? I think the plan to grow corn and harvest corn, you know, grow it, fertilize it, cultivate the fields, harvest it, turn the corn into alcohol, and then use that to make a fuel and blend it with gasoline, I think it's crazy. However, the federal government is spending billions with a B to subsidize the production of corn, and they're forcing y'all to use corn alcohol in your gasoline. You're already using it. You're just using 10%. Well, because they're forcing you to burn ethanol blended gasoline and they're subsidizing it, it literally costs more than a gallon of energy to make a gallon of ethanol. It's a net lose proposition. However, the federal government is subsidizing it. So at the marketplace, a gallon of ethanol is being sold for way less than it costs. And you're paying for it anyway. So if you're already paying for it, why not take advantage of the reduced cost per mile? Now, is it a better fuel? No. Is it is there more energy in alcohol? No. You're going to use more. But literally, because they spent over $30 billion subsidizing it, it's cost you less at the pump per gallon. And overall, it'll cost you less per mile. So that's why I would recommend it. Not because it's a better fuel. And I actually believe it's insane to do this. But because it's out there and you're already paying for it, you ought to take advantage of it for economic reasons. Those are my thoughts about this. So please don't think I've lost my mind thinking that ethanol is a better way to go. It's not. It's nuts. It's taking food and putting it in your fuel tank. That's what it's doing. It makes no sense at all. But to get to this point, only a government could plan something like this. No business would dare concoct such an idiotic scheme. So there you have it. Kathy, anything else?
Vince, the the way that you would tell, for the most part, doesn't it have a little sticker, like at the back of the car that says flex fuel on it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
Yes. It will say flex fuel, and it has some green lettering, you know, flex, F-L-E-X, flex fuel. And the pumps, they're not everywhere. I mean, you can find, you know, every gas station has 87 octane regular. And every gas station has some level of premium. Some have a blend of regular and premium, and they call it a mid-grade. Some have regular, premium, and diesel. So gasoline pumps, the pump handles are a different color from the diesel pump. So a gas pump might be black rubber vinyl covering, or it might be sometimes red. Diesel is green. Ethanol, E85, is white. So, you know, when you pick up the ethanol E85 nozzle, it is a different color nozzle covering on the dispensing pump, on the dispensing nozzle, white versus black for, let's say, gasoline and green for diesel. Sometimes I think diesel might even be yellow. But what I've seen is, and ethanol E85 is not as common. You got to find those gas stations. You know, look on gasbuddy.com and find out where you can pick it up and what the cost is. And the cost can really vary. Like in St. Louis, it might be $3.29 a gallon for E85. Out near Springfield, it's like $2.39 a gallon. Two. Yes, I said that right. Currently $2.39 a gallon. That's why it makes sense to use ethanol E85 at $2.39 a gallon. It's crazy not to if your car will handle it and if it's built for it.
Well, it's going to save you money, right, Ben?
Yeah. Well, and we're going to have to. Everything's costing so much more. It makes sense. Now, I'm not saying go out and buy an E85 vehicle. I'm saying if you can do what we did and pick one up that runs and just needs a little bit of work for $1,500, that makes a lot of sense to me. It really does. I mean, this is a half-ton truck, and we can tow a trailer with it. As a matter of fact, that's what we do. We operate a farm here. That's what we use. We use trucks. Kathy, it's 2 hours have gone really fast. We should do this again. How about in a couple
sounds
weeks?
Good. Okay,
how about
then,
in a couple
sounds
weeks?
Good.
Yeah. Plus, that's Kathy, and she teaches domestic engineering from a practical perspective. She and her family live in Ohio. Thank you, Kathy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.